This is Carla Dedesi with Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. January 2015, this is Sanctity of Life Month, and we are honoring every Friday on our show here at Your Family Matters different people who are really battling at the front lines, and they are championing for life, life inside of the womb. We believe that God created all life immediately at conception. So I am thrilled to have with me in the studio this morning two women from Chester County Women's Services, Lucy Drinkwater and Brenda Orso, who are staff at the Chester County Women's Services. Thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
What exactly is happening in 2015 with the Chester County Women's Medical Center? Do you have any new services? Are you still doing your abstinence training? Okay. You doing ultrasounds?
Yes. We have three offices. One is in Coatesville, one in Westchester, and one in Kennett Square. And we offer, in the medical realm, we offer pregnancy tests, prenatal vitamins, and limited ultrasound. All the clients that come to us are usually without medical insurance, so we also refer them to outside services, places where they can get their insurance, and also doctors that they can line up with that take medical assistance.
And how many years have you been with Chester County Women's?
I've been there 17 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So you probably have really seen the complexion of the Crisis Pregnancy Center, the work really change over that 17 years.
Yes, I have. When I started in the 90s, we were not a licensed medical center. We, as volunteers, I was a volunteer when I started. I offered the client advocacy services. So I was like what we call a peer counselor. Mm-hmm. And then I'd also do parenting classes. Then in 2002 to 2003, we became a licensed pregnancy center, or a licensed health center in the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that there are less women who are thinking about having abortions because they have access to the morning after pill right now?
Well, we have seen statistics that are showing there are less teen pregnancies, and we're not sure if it's due to the morning after pill. We really don't know exactly yet.
Right. Obviously, we would hope that it's just that they're not getting pregnant.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Which also leads me to another question, which is, if the abortion rate is going down, which is a wonderful thing, we hope that's really because women are not getting pregnant and they're abstaining and they're waiting. But are you seeing other services needing to be created, like, let's say, healthy relationships, or even like teaching people how to live with STDs?
We do offer a service called ABC, and it's about making better choices. It's an acronym. And there is a volunteer nurse who designed that program, and there's several counselors who are trained in it. So once we see a client, or we call them clients, a woman who comes in for our services, we do offer her that program, especially if she's a teen and she really is not happy with the choices she's been making. And say she's come in and she found out she wasn't pregnant, we will definitely discuss with her that option to get lined up with the ABC program. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great opportunity for young women who've been caught by the culture to get involved with premarital sex, and they really don't want to be. Mm-hmm. And so it's been exciting to see some of the clients sign up for that. Mm-hmm. They'll come in once a week for about an hour with a one-on-one counselor situation, and then there's all different topics that we discuss. I don't do that, so I'm not real familiar with it, but I know that some of the nurses do that, and some of the client advocates do. Mm-hmm. So the clients seem to really enjoy it because they get to bond with an older woman who can really be almost like a mother figure.
Mm-hmm. And that's the image that came to my mind, is that probably a lot of these young girls that don't have moms, they're coming to you for guidance on healthy relationships. You know, I sit on the board of my local crisis pregnancy center, and we started an STD program, or healthy relationship program, and we're actually seeing young men coming in for this as well, because women have unhealthy relationships, but the men are sick and tired of their unhealthy relationships,
exactly,
too. So it's really an exciting time to be involved with the pro-life movement, because it is really evolving and changing rapidly. And I think that we all need to just be as imaginative as possible with thinking about how we can reach these people for Jesus Christ and save the babies and save the mommies and the daddies and the families. So can you share with me a little bit, Brenda, how long have you been with Chester County?
I started in August of 2013, so it's been almost a year and a half now.
Okay, and what brought you to the services?
Well, I actually was referred to Chester County Women's Services from a friend of mine who has volunteered for this organization for many years. They were looking for, they had an open position for someone to help out with their website, and so that's how I came to Chester County Women's Services, through a referral from a volunteer.
Okay, so you're getting their website up to date so that people who want to choose life or get information about a pregnancy center can come to you, which is actually a really large, you know, job.
Yeah, actually, that is one of our plans for 2015, is to launch a new website. We're actually currently working with
like a graphic designer or a IT person.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
I know, you get tongue-tied. So they're really going to make a very friendly, enticing, wonderful website.
Well, that's the plan. We want it to be user-friendly. We want the girls that are in crisis, or the men, when they are looking for the information, we want them to be able to find the information that they need on our website. It's, the idea is to make it relevant to the younger generation and just easy to use, easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Because that's where the younger generation goes for everything now, is to the computer.
Oh, absolutely.
To the website, to the blog, to the podcast.
Right, exactly.
So you guys have to stay current with that. And that's wonderful that your finger's on the pulse there. What's happening at your Chester County Women's Services in 2015? Fundraisers that are happening, classes that are happening, things in the community that we can get involved with. We can either sign up and go, or we can fundraise, or we can volunteer for you all.
Well, in 2015, we're actually pretty excited because it's going to be our 30th year of service in Chester County. So it's kind of a big celebration for us this year, is our 30th anniversary. We're trying something new this year. We're going to be hosting a series of free learning workshops for not just our clients, but for the community in general. Our first one is coming up in March. It's a free poverty seminar on March 7th, and we have our annual fundraising banquet in May.
You know, I get information from you all, and I know that you just recently had a silent auction or a live auction, and you had something happening at Chick-fil-A. It seems like you really do get the community involved with your mission, and it seems that they all understand that if they have a community of healthy relationships, it's only going to be productive for all of the businesses in your area.
Yeah, that is actually one of our focuses. We started focusing more on our outreach about a year ago, really trying to spread the word about our services. We heard so many other businesses and organizations just didn't know about us. And so we wonder, you know, we've been around for almost 30 years. How is this possible? So that's one of our big focuses, is to get active in the community as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And are you involving the churches at all, or the youth groups in any way?
Yeah, we do. We actually, that's one of my roles at Chester County Women's Services, is I help to contact the churches, and we try and get into the churches and just share our testimonies, share client stories. We just love, honestly, you give us the opportunity, we'll talk your ear off. We have story after story about so many lives that have been changed. It's just so very exciting, and we love sharing it.
Can you give me your best story of a life that has been changed, something that's really sticking out in your brain right now, either one of you?
We had a young woman come to us back in February, and she came in with her boyfriend, And she was pretty adamant that she was abortion-minded, but she still wanted us to do the pregnancy test, and we did that. And we can't actually do the ultrasound till about 6 to 7 weeks. The heart rate starts at 5.5 weeks from last menstrual period, so we usually wait till around 6 weeks. So we had to wait. We did her pregnancy test, but we had to wait 2 weeks to have her come back because she was just recently pregnant. So, you know, we struggle with doing that because sometimes we don't get the client to come back. So 2 weeks passed. She didn't show. One of our client advocates, actually our client director, Tamara, she called her. The young woman said she decided to have an abortion. So, of course, we prayed. That's what we do every day. Every day when I come in, I'm a nurse and I do ultrasound, so we pray first with all of our staff and volunteers. We all prayed together, and a couple weeks later, she showed up just without an appointment, and I did her ultrasound, and lo and behold, she had twins.
Wow.
And her boyfriend was a twin, and his eyes were just so bright. And right then and there, they decided they were going to have the baby. The interesting thing was, I had asked her after the ultrasound, what made you change your mind? And she said that she was in the bathroom, and she had placed her hand on her side, where you're between your leg and your waist, where your bone is. And she put her hand right there, and she said that she felt the heartbeat. Well, she probably felt her own artery. Your artery runs through that area. So she thought it was the baby's heartbeat. So then she said, I've got to find out what's going on here. And that's how God used her, you know, to come back into us. So she is an amazing example of how God can speak to a young woman of the value of life. And we've actually done a video. Two young men have made a video of her story. And we're going to be using it, I believe, in other public relations. Correct, Brenda?
That's right. And I wanted to add something to that story. When this young woman came to us, she was homeless. And she already had another daughter. She was a little over a year old. And I had the privilege of going to her home a couple weeks ago to interview her for our video. And she's doing very well. She has plans to go back to nursing school. And her twin babies are just absolutely precious. One boy, one girl. They're about 3 months old now.
And is the father in their life, I pray?
Yes, he is. And we were asking him, you know, what he sees for his future. And his comment was he wants to see his children graduate college.
Excellent. So it sounds like besides protecting life and protecting babies, I mean, you're uniting families. You can really act as the glue to bring them together and give them a vision, you know, for their future and for their children's futures.
Yes, our heart is for not just women and babies, but also fathers and families.
So if we wanted to volunteer with you all, how would we get in touch with you?
Well, you could go to our website, CCWSmedicalInfo.org. We also have a Facebook page, CCWS Medical. You can call one of our offices. It's very easy. We can provide that information.
Okay, so we will go to facebook.com/CCWS Medical.
Yeah, that's right. And you can send us a message. And I would say 90% of the people who work at Chester County Women's Services are volunteers. Most of our nurses, our client advocates, our teachers, our administrative staff. We have mailing volunteers. We are looking for marketing volunteers. I mean, the opportunities are... Oh, yes.
If they want to be used, you can plug them in somewhere.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So how many clients do you meet with every month about?
It varies. In the Coatesville office, it's probably our busiest office. We see approximately 20 to 25 new pregnancy tests, you know, clients who have pregnancy tests. And most of them get an ultrasound. As far as the parenting classes, we do offer those. We see a lot more clients than that in a month. And
the parenting classes are once a week? once a month.
Our parenting class is a curriculum called Earn While You Learn, and it lasts anywhere from 12 to 24 months, depending on weeks. I'm sorry, 12 to 24 weeks, depending on the size of the group, the availability of the instructors, and you know, each class, we do follow a curriculum, but each class is tailored to the specific needs of the client. So if she has specific issues and she wants to come in for extra times, you know, we do what we can as much as possible.
So if there's a mom or dad out there that doesn't know how to be a mom or dad, they just found out that they're going to be a mom or dad, they didn't have a good example, they can call you up and come to these classes for free? You'll plug them in, or is there a cost?
No, it's free. Everything we offer is absolutely free. And yeah, our classes are designed to teach these young men and women how to be parents. We teach them just basic skills, you know, child development, recognizing illness in your child, the importance of bonding with your child. And the unique thing about our program is it's called Earn While You Learn. So when they come to our classes, they get points. And those points they can use to get material goods that they need for their children. They can get their diapers, they can get their wipes and their formula, clothing, car seats, cribs. 50% of the people that we see in our centers live at or below the poverty line. So being able to get this material support makes a big difference for them.
What if we don't speak English? Do you have any services for us?
We do. Our client director is bilingual. And so she's there every day, not every day in Coatesville, but she splits her time between all three centers, I believe. And then our executive director is also bilingual. So she will step in when we need a translator. And we are definitely in need of bilingual nurses, so I'll put that out. Anyone who would love to help just promote dignity and value of life for women and families, we would love to have you come. You can meet with our client director, and she can discuss all that we do. We would just love to have any nurses who even just have maybe 4 hours a week that they'd like to volunteer. Mm-hmm. We can train you. It's not difficult. You're just doing pregnancy tests primarily. Some of the nurses who volunteer have gone on to become limited ultrasound trained. We do provide that training if you're really serious about staying with us for a year or two.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Lucy and Brenda from Chester County Women's Services. God bless your efforts in 2015.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
This is Carla Dedesi here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. And this whole entire month, we are giving our full hour shows to pro-life ministries, people that are championing for life and celebrating life, the tiniest of life that needs to be protected, because we understand that all life, whether it's a flower, whether it is the little birds, and of course, human beings in their mommy's tummies, these are the lives that we need to protect because they have been created fearfully and wonderfully. So today we have Evantel's Ministry Director, Mary Margaret Gibson, with us, and she's going to be sharing with us about Save the Mother, Save Her Child. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's just grand to be with you. Thanks so much.
Can you tell us what is Evantel's ministry, and then share with us what is this, I believe it's another ministry umbrellaed under Evantel's ministry, Save the Mother, Save Her Child?
Yes, I'd love to. Evantel is a 43, maybe almost 44-year-old worldwide evangelism training and equipping ministry that was founded by Dr. Larry Moyer. And ever since it was founded, the ministry has focused on just one thing, and that is presenting the gospel very clearly, very simply, with biblical accuracy all over the world. And we have certified trainers all over the world, teachers, pastors, Bible scholars, seminary professors, and so on, who teach others how to share the gospel and materials in 56 languages. So we have distribution centers in 15 countries. And so just think about us this way. Every minute, 24/7, 365 days a year, as of this year, 3.5 people are hearing the gospel every minute from a person in person that was trained by Evantel. So that's what Evantel does. We just released the Evangelism Study Bible, which is it was a monumental work for us to put into the Bible the kinds of study notes and learning that people need when evangelism matters to them or when it's part of their work, like being a pastor or a teacher or whatever, or like you and me, somebody who cares about the gospel very much. And so that just was released. And so that's Evantel. Really, when you think about us, it's somebody sharing the gospel someplace. And that's our mission. More and more people hear the gospel in more and more places every day. So it's Evantel.
Okay. Simple,
save
in
the mother,
a nutshell.
Save her child. Yep. Yep. Save the Mother, Save Her Child is a community ministry of Evantel. It's focused on a specific set of customized materials and training and coaching that has to do with serving the unique population of people, both men and women, who come to a faith-based pregnancy center for help when they have an unexpected pregnancy. And these relationships last quite a long time, actually. I think people think of pregnancy center visits as being sort of a one-time thing. People come and get information and make a decision one way or the other about life. But it's much deeper than that. There are so many other services that pregnancy centers provide, including parenting classes and emotional and spiritual support and support for community ministries where they refer people, you know, for basic needs that they have for housing and clothing and shelter, that sort of thing. So they really are quite a significant community ministry wherever they are. And we have trained over the last several years since we launched the ministry in 2009, we've trained the staff and leadership of about 700 of these centers, and we support them with materials and training and, you know, through our donors instead of them having to pay. We have donors who underwrite these costs for training and equipping for evangelism. So that's the way that works. And these folks are all over the United States, in every state, and in 26. There are 26 overseas centers so far.
That's really exciting. So Save the Mother, Save Her Child is not a crisis pregnancy center. Actually, what you are doing is equipping the pregnancy centers. You're giving them materials. You're training them to not only come alongside of these moms and dads to protect the life of their child, but give them the clear gospel message of Jesus Christ, and then also teaching them how to have healthy relationships.
Yes, and really how to help particularly young people and people who have, you know, babies for the first time, to help them understand how their behavior with their baby establishes a foundation for a healthy life for that child, so that the discipleship that goes along with being a new believer in the gospel has certain foundational elements to it that if family members begin to do these things. I'll just give you one quick example. You know, we say the Lord loves us unconditionally. Well, wouldn't that be wonderful if every little child learned that principle from his or her mom or dad? If they understood mom loves me even if I'm a bad boy, or dad loves me even if I don't understand, then it lays a foundation for a future trust in God that's just not available to children who don't have those experiences. So there are four of those principles. One is trust. In other words, I can trust people. I can trust my parents. They do what they say they'll do. The second is they love me unconditionally. The third is they care about my security and my safety. They know what keeps me safe, and they work on that so that I am safe. And then they are consistent in their relationship with me. They help me. They serve me. Now, this is a picture of Christian parenthood that the Save the Mother, Save Her Child centers try to help young people to really grasp and understand that as they go along with their infant and their baby, they have an opportunity to make it possible for that child to experience that unique kind of love so that when the time comes and that child is old enough to hear the gospel, they can relate to the principles of the gospel because they've seen it in their life. So this is it's a really exciting ministry, really, to be involved with. I mean, oh my gosh, I just can't tell you how remarkable the executive directors and client services folks and volunteers and staff of these pregnancy centers are. Many of these executive directors could run any organization in the country. They're just remarkable, and they care so much. It's a real privilege for Avantel, you know, to be associated with these folks. They're great.
I think that organizations like Save the Mother, Save Her Child, your organization, I think that God uses these women and men in a vulnerable state when they might be feeling helpless and hopeless. And it really is a perfect bed, you know, a soil ground to present these people with, you know, we all make mistakes. Jesus Christ loves you. He knew that this was going to happen.
Exactly. Well, and I think our culture really, you know, I feel for young people coming along in our culture today, because many of the things that were traditionally honored as I was growing up as a young person are just simply either ignored or not honored at all, or abused in our culture today. So what we really are doing, I think, sometimes in the pregnancy centers is helping a young person realize that what they hear from some people is just not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is just mistaken, and that they can change their mind, they can change their behavior, and they can change their life. And with the God's help, with the Lord's help, not only do they have eternal life, but they have the power to live every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a serious issue for young people today. They don't feel like they have power. And I think people who have the Holy Spirit, you know, in their life, recognize as they learn more from the Scripture and more from people who love Him, that they have more power available to help them with the abundant life than they ever realized. And so it's an exciting thing to know that if somebody is really in extreme circumstances, and many of the young people, or many of the people, any people who come to a pregnancy center are in extreme circumstances. They have poverty, they may have been abused as a child, they have really maybe very little support from their home. Just so many things that we look at in the environment and say, well, this is really not a very good situation. But, you know, that's their everyday life. So the people in a pregnancy center are sometimes really viewed as absolutely God-sent by these young folks, because they realize that there is a completely different character of person that they're talking to than the majority of people that they usually talk to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like
that it's a safe place. You know, it's a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And I know
that really matters.
It does matter, especially to these kids and these, you know, critical moments. I know that there's about 2,500 pregnancy centers across the United States, and you just mentioned that your program is in 700 of these centers. Wow.
And of course,
that's really remarkable.
More. We got 1,300. I mean, we have 13 new ones last quarter. So what happens is that they hear about us, and then it takes a little while for us to all get to know each other and get the training done and so on. But we, you know, we launched the program in the fall of 2009, and in the years since then, up until now, people in the pregnancy centers have shared the gospel over a million times. Most of the time they see people two or three times. You know, they might come for an initial visit, and then maybe it's too soon to see their baby on the sonogram, but they come back for a sonogram. And then they might come back, if they choose life, they might come back and have parenting classes, and they get practical support and, oh, goodness, all kinds of things, counseling. And so the relationship can be pretty long. And I don't know about you, but I heard the gospel a few times before I trusted Christ. I mean, maybe you didn't. Maybe you were one of those one-time Charlies, but there aren't very many.
No, well,
most of the time, you know, people have to hear it more than once.
I had the blessing of growing up with big Christian families on either side.
Yay.
So it was just my culture. So I was one of those kids that, you know, but of course, I heard it from the time I came out of the womb, but it was 12 when I finally made that decision to follow Christ.
Yes.
But
yes.
We all have our own path. Let me share this with you. I think that, you know, the complexion of the United States of America is changing in regard to religion. We have Christians, of course, but we have a lot of atheists. We have a lot of agnostics. We have Muslims. And they're all walking into our crisis pregnancy centers. How do you train your 700 centers, and we pray that if that number is going to move up in 2015, you're going to be training even more centers with Save the Mother, Save Her Child materials.
We hope so too.
Yeah, absolutely. But are you addressing, like, do you just give the same exact material and training to every crisis pregnancy center, or do you take a look at, okay, well, this is an urban crisis pregnancy center?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First of all, we have some basic training that everybody takes. It's available 24/7, and it's online at eventel.org. If somebody goes to eventel.org and clicks on online training, they see a sort of a dashboard page, and there's free training there. And it's free to everybody. I mean, you know, people from churches and people with no church, people with a pregnancy center, anything. So if you go there, you'll see one called ACT Personal Evangelism Training, which helps people understand the important things that a person needs to know in order to be able to trust Christ, and teaches anybody how to do that, and that's ACT Personal Evangelism. So all the folks in the pregnancy centers take that class, and then they take another one that's available at that very same location called Save the Mother, Save Her Child, and that one is the application of personal evangelism in the context of the pregnancy center, and it's set up so that it helps them understand how to work with each person in the context of what they're doing that day in the center. You know, if today's the day for the sonogram, then what does she need to know? So it adapts or customizes the personal evangelism for centers in general. Then the next layer comes in after that. We have master instructors and certified instructors around the country that are trained to work with individual center directors for specific issues. So if they have a culture, for example, in their area of the country, Dallas, where we're headquartered, has more refugees in Dallas than any other city in the country. More than New York, more than Miami, more than anybody. And because we're a refugee city. So just taking us as an example, we have 56 languages for materials, and about 22 of them are used in the various centers in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So we work with them to help with the cultural adaptation of the information for people who may have come from, oh, lots of different backgrounds, you know, Muslim backgrounds, backgrounds where people are animists, they believe, or they, you know, they have a lot of different cultures. Haitian has, the Haitian people have some voodoo cultures. So there are lots of different cultures that show up in pregnancy centers, and the role of our certified instructors is to help on the ground, and about 80 of the centers so far have their own certified instructor in place. And then we do coaching and webinars on specific issues. For example, what if the people have a cultural background that makes it dangerous for them to proclaim Christianity? What do they need to have? And if for people who proclaim themselves to be atheists or proclaim themselves to be agnostic, we actually ask them, we teach people to ask them how they reached that conclusion, so that we can understand what their spiritual development was like. And often they're willing to tell us, you know, and sometimes you find out that the person's really not an atheist at all. They're just a person who's never actually heard the gospel accurately and never really understood who Jesus was in the first place and doesn't understand the character of God. So we train people to handle those issues. Also, if somebody comes from an Eastern background, you know, you just cannot know. If you're in the pregnancy center, you can't know all about all of these different, gosh, there's hundreds of religions around the world. And so you have to ask the person in front of you, not some mythical person, but the person who's right in front of you, don't really know what fill in the blank, you know, kind of religion believes. Do you mind telling me what you believe? And this is in critical information for being able to relate to a person, for counseling or to help them, because if you don't know what they believe, you don't know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what they think, you don't know what they'll do. Mm-hmm. So it really is a matter of having the kind of integrity and authenticity in sharing the gospel that Jesus had and that his followers had, which is to say, we will love these people right where they are, and we'll try to understand them, and then we'll tell them what we can. And if we don't know, if we can't relate it to them, then we'll go find out and, you know, have the authenticity that's necessary to be a Christ follower, you know.
Mary, you said that you have 70 certified instructors in place in some of these pregnancy centers.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that they're there full-time helping counsel?
No, they usually are. Usually what they are is a staff member of the pregnancy center.
Okay.
And they also work with other centers in their geography.
Excellent. So you have trained them. Save the Mother,
yeah,
Save Her Child has trained them.
Yep.
And how many weeks or hours does that normally take?
Well, of course, they take the basic training, and then they come for a two-day intensive training. On the first day, they're in the room with other people having in-person training by Save the Mother, Save Her Child. Lots of people would much prefer to go to a local training session in person than go online. Some people love online, some people don't, you know. So we teach the basic session, the ACT Personal Evangelism and Save the Mother, Save Her Child in one-day sessions, and then the second day is all certification work. So the people who are a candidate for certification must go to that first day because they have got to see a master instructor teach that class that they're going to be teaching. So they will be an observer in that day. They will have already taken their personal training and been using it in the pregnancy center before they are approved for certification. They have to complete an application. They have to have 3 references. This is a serious matter to us. We're not certifying everybody. And so they come and take that first day. Then they spend all day with the master instructor the second day. And then they have routine coaching after that during the first year that they do this. And usually at the national conferences of CareNet, which is the largest network of pregnancy centers, we teach a full day of certification, and anybody who's already a certified instructor can come back and get, you know, the new materials and more training. So it's an ongoing process of keeping their skills up to date, and of course they are the ones we teach first. These issues like you're talking about where, you know, what do you say to somebody who says to you, for example, how can I believe in Christ? I don't even believe in the Bible. So we teach them the apologetic approach that to the gospel that helps them to explain these rather. It's a simple answer to that question. It's just not known by everybody. So they need to be able to teach it to other people. So that's the way we do it. It's a pretty rigorous process for these certified instructors. And then we have 6 master instructors. And then when all else fails, we all put our heads together and figure it out. Or if it's a cultural issue, let's say somebody is from Ghana and they're in a pregnancy center and there's a cultural issue that we don't understand, we'll call Evantel's master instructor in Ghana and ask him. Yeah, because we have folks all over the world, you know. We can call them up and say, how does this work?
Is all of this counseling free? Like if somebody says, I want to be a certified counselor?
It costs them $95 to get all their materials and books.
Okay.
Other than that, it's free.
Which is very reasonable.
That's for the certified instructors. If somebody uses our online training, that costs nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. And the counseling stuff, you know, from a certified instructor, you know, if they're in your center, good grief, you know, you walk down the hall. And then, and people call us constantly. That's what we're here for. When individuals go to in-person training someplace, they pay $25.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's really virtually free.
Yes, it is. And this is really a wonderful, wonderful resource for our crisis pregnancy centers across our nation and even internationally, really. I know that you have a blog page also. Is that another resource for us?
Well, it is. We keep our calendar on there. You know, I blog on there, and I think I'm just not a good blogger, but... Well, you know, I don't know what actually, I think we do the best we can, but we try to put information up there that is useful to people. So it's really more of an information site, and our calendar is up there. So wherever we're going to be having these personal trainings, these in-person trainings, they're posted there. And this year we think we will have about 13 to 15 in-person regional trainings around the country. And those are open to people in different sections of the country. We have 9 regions. So, for example, in your part of the country, the Region 1 includes New York and, the whole state of New York and the whole state of Pennsylvania. So, we would have one probably someplace in Pennsylvania and someplace in New York during the year. And people from pregnancy centers all around the state can come. And that way, not only do they visit with us and work with us, they get to work with each other. They talk with each other, and they have some chance to focus on this issue. And really, it's all about evangelism with us, so it's a pretty narrowly focused time frame. And they can bring their whole, all their volunteers if they want to. And in some places they do. I mean, I did one last year in North Carolina, and I think there were several centers that just emptied the place. I think they were closed that day so they could come over and take the training together. So it's we try to get around the one thing that we do ask all the centers that participate in one of these regional trainings is to all put money in together and underwrite the travel for whoever's doing that teaching. And that can be somebody who lives three states away, for example. So it's not very expensive. But we ask them to do it because the certified instructors they don't make very much money doing this. And so we ask the pregnancy centers to assist our ministry that way when we have these big events, because we have such a big expense associated with it.
Have you done?
And they're very happy to do it, really.
Sure, of course. I sit on the board of my crisis pregnancy center, and I'm just wondering, have you spoken at, let's say, like our fundraising gala event? Will you come and speak and say, you know, this is what we do, and this is how we can help your organization? Have you ever done anything like that?
I do those, but I have to tell you, and I've just, with transparency here, that I love speaking at those because I love I love being able to talk with people about the role of evangelism in helping people choose life, because we know there is a correlation between what happens when a woman hears the gospel, whether she trusts Christ or not. When a woman hears the gospel and realizes that God loves her, and the people in the center recognize this, they know that this person is going to perceive a greater value in her own life. And when women do this, they are much more open to perceiving the value of their child. And women who trust Christ or who rededicate their life, if they are already a Christ follower, typically choose life for their baby.
Well, Mary,
they don't always do it. We wish we could say they always do. Lots of times they don't. But we're there for them in the pregnancy centers no matter what.
Mary, I thank you so much for being with us, and I pray that you have a fabulous 2015 with Save the Mother, Save Her Child, which is an organization under Evantel's ministry.
Yes, it is.
So thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you so much. What a nice thing for you to do. We appreciate it very much.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL.